I'm talking about the same thing, so I've got a very easy job, because Eric's already done the introduction. I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands on which we meet, the Noongar people. These lands were never ceded, and I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. And I would like to acknowledge my study co-authors. So we did I'll skip the background, because Eric already covered it, but we conducted an online survey to quantify the current use of and interest in antibiotic prophylaxis amongst Australian gay, bisexual, and other men who are sex with men. It's quite a handful, mouthful. I guess just to point out the differences between what we did and what Eric did was that our study was not limited to people using PrEP, and this was a community survey. So this was conducted online and promoted through online communities of men who have sex with men. And we'll go to the next one. There. So like I said, online survey conducted between June and December 2018, promoted through several gay community organisations, as well subsequently through Melbourne Sexual Health Centre after our study recruitment was a bit slower than we'd hoped for. And then we used multinomial, multivariate logistic regression analyses to analyse respondents from participants categorised in three different categories, so either men who had used antibiotic prophylaxis or men who hadn't used antibiotic prophylaxis but were keen to use it if this were to prove effective, and men who were not interested in using antibiotic prophylaxis. And these are initial results. So we had a bit over 500 participants. And compared to participants who were not interested or not likely to use antibiotic prophylaxis, participants who had used antibiotic prophylaxis were older, so 43 years versus 34 years as median. Men who had used antibiotic prophylaxis had more casual sexual partners. They more commonly reported having had group sex. They were more commonly on PrEP for HIV prevention, and they more commonly had an STI in the previous 12 months. So those who had used antibiotic prophylaxis, 57% reported having had a sexually transmitted infection, compared to 31% of the men who were not interested in using antibiotic prophylaxis. When we looked at associations with use of antibiotic prophylaxis in multivariate analysis, those men who had used antibiotic prophylaxis were more likely to be older, more likely to have used GHB during sex. We asked about lots of different drugs. This was a very rich data set, and I'm only able to give you sort of a whiff of what we found. So crystal meth use was not significantly associated, but GHB use was significantly associated with being interested or having used antibiotic prophylaxis, and being on PrEP was associated with having used antibiotic prophylaxis. And this is after we adjusted for age, country of birth, and number of sexual partners, as well as method of recruitment. We also asked a bunch of questions around the reasons why people had used antibiotic prophylaxis, and those men who had used antibiotic prophylaxis reported more distress at being at risk of sexually transmitted infections. They reported greater dissatisfaction with needing to attend clinics to have their STIs treated. They reported less concern about the risk of antibiotic resistance, and they reported a greater belief in the effectiveness of antibiotic prophylaxis. We did not find a difference in beliefs around condom effectiveness, STI stigma, risk of STI transmission to sexual partners, or risk of adverse effects from antibiotics. So in conclusion, we found that about 13% of the guys in this community sampled group had used antibiotic prophylaxis. And in addition to that, 63% of participants reported being likely to use antibiotic prophylaxis if this proved to be an effective way to protect themselves against sexually transmitted infections. We found that participants who had used antibiotic prophylaxis had a high rate of sexually transmitted infections, and they also had high rates of STI risk factors. So this indicates that men who find this strategy effective are also the same men who are at greatest need of protection against sexually transmitted infections. So our final conclusion is that really this strategy needs much more research attention to determine its safety and efficacy so that we can roll it out, or may eventually roll it out, to those men who need more STI protection. So thanks. Oh, and before we clap, I would like to thank all of these people. So the study recruitment was greatly assisted, as well as the development of the survey was greatly assisted by people from Prep for Change, Prep Access Now, as well as the Institute of Many. So thank you.